The Lady Cats basketball team slipped to 1-2 in district play after a 67-50 loss at Texas High Friday night. I talked about that game with Lady Cats basketball coach Jeff Chapman on Monday morning.
Last Friday, it wasn't too pretty. Texas High, they were, They're a little bit better as far as two girls. They had Trotter and Hayes. They played really well. They shot the ball well. They had just come back from a tournament, I heard, down in Dallas, and they didn't have Trotter. So she was well rested. They played really well. They played, you know, pretty good as a team, but those two stood out.
Yeah, it was pretty close after the first quarter, but they just seemed to kind of build on their lead throughout the night after that.
Yes, they did. But we were intimidated. I hate to say it about my team, and I didn't want that to happen. I talked to them before we left, but talking doesn't always do it. We were a little intimidated.
Texas High always plays well in that gym. They feed off their crowd and everything. They're very, very well. As good as anybody in the district, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I can't say that we played really good down there since I've been here. We've always played them better at home. Hopefully, you know, that'll happen. In my years in Oklahoma, we beat them at the school I was at before. And I'm trying to think. We beat them one time since I've been here, and it was probably here, you know.
Yeah, they're tough there.
Yeah, it was here. It was like my first or second year.
Okay. Deja Pruitt had a big ball game. I think she had 17 points for you to lead away.
Yeah. Yeah, Deja had a real good game, real good game. She hit some outside shots. Deja's making that conversion from three to point guard. She's doing a little three point, to say to speak. So, you know, she's out there battling. A lot of these younger kids are having to play a different role, and I'm just asking them to come to practice every day, and trying to get better. Hopefully we'll, have a better game against Mount Pleasant tomorrow, and that's our goal for today while we're, here working out.
I kind of got to thinking about this. It may be tough this year, but it may be pay some dividends for all this experience that these young ladies are going to get this year, more playing time maybe than they expected, and it's just bound to help later on down the road with a young team, a young player.
Yeah.
It doesn't help you this year.
No.
Look forward.
Yeah, you do. You want those young kids to get that experience, and I often think about it after Desi did get hurt. We knew we were going to have days without her, Desi, and this came a little sooner than we thought. But the thing is, I got these young kids, sometimes with youth, they begin to have self-pity, and they start to feel bad about themselves or, kind of give up on themselves when things don't go their way. And that's not the way to do things. So our goal is to teach them that we got to fight. Other teams not going to feel sorry for us, and they're not going to stop doing what they're doing. They're pressing and trapping, and we're going to have to learn to play against it. That experience you talked about is fine and dandy, but we're just touching the first three games of our district season. So we got to get after it.
KSST Sports.